You don't have to go off into a far country to be a prodigal. Jesus told that story, the prodigal son. He was the younger of two sons who said to his father, I want the inheritance that's coming to me. I want it now. And so his father said, all right, gave him his part of the inheritance, and off he went into the far country, and he wasted the whole amount of it on prostitutes and wild parties and came to a bad and impoverished end. He came to himself and said, I'll go home to my father. And his father received him joyfully. And we called him the prodigal. But I want to tell you, there was another prodigal in that house. It was his older brother. And I want us to read about it in Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. Now the father's elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And the older brother was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Look, these many years have I served you. I've neither transgressed at any time your commandment, and yet you never even gave me a kid goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this your son has come, which has devoured your living with prostitutes, you have killed for him the fatted calf. And the father said to him, Son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. You see, the older brother never left home. He stayed doing his duty, did all the right things. But he did not have the heart of the father. He did not see the most important thing is that the lost are found. You see, the elder brother had a problem. And the problem was his own unforgiving and jealous heart. He was as far away from the father as the younger son was, and he needed to return as well and say to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, for I did not love my brother and forgive him. And the same grace and mercy that was the younger brother's would have been the older brother's as well. The older brother owned everything that remained. He had everything except the love that his father had for his younger brother. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me to be merciful and kind and forgiving, just as you are, and to understand that some people have a different path to take in life than I have, and that the important thing is that people come to repentance. And may I never hold the past over people's head, but may I, like the prodigal's father, welcome them with open arms. In Jesus' name, amen.